So to Perktes Mishnah Yigimel, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliezer Omer, HaTahara Notla Esatam Vesareach. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliezer says that when Klal Yisrael were not noeg with Tahara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Tam and the Reach of the Peris. Because as the Rav points out, that the time that Yisrael were Tahar and they were Oisik B'Tahara, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also being Metaher, the Peris, from any type of bad taste or bad odor or fragrance. Hamasros notlu es shoymen hagdogon, and when they were no longer careful with maestros, and maestros like Taisantif brings in Demai, maestros is also not just including maestros, it's including trumas as well. Because even when the Mishnais use the word maestros, many times they're referring to truma as well. The Torah says v'chol chelev tirosh v'dogon. The Rab brings the beginning of the pasuk kol chelev yitzar, but the chelev of dogon, we would call it probably the cream of the crop, the fatness of the grain. That was taken away when they were no longer careful with maestros, because it sounds like mida keneged mida, that they weren't careful of kol chelev tiroish v'dagon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also took away this chelev tiroish v'dagon. The Mishnah focuses on dagon, Tosentiv says, because that's the most necessary, it seems, grains. They're most needed. V'cham oimrim haznus v'akshafim kilu esakol. V'cham say that znus and kshafim is sorcery, these destroy everything. Why is that? So Znus, the first all brings, the Mishnah says earlier, that through Znus comes pestilence, rav, hunger. And Kshafim, like the Gemara says in Chulin, it's machishin kaviyochul koich pamalya shalmalo. The sorcery weakens the shefa of good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give to the world.